Blog Talk Radio.
Shit. Damn it. This board's messed up. I'm sorry. Damn, board's messed up.
Yeah.
And nice doll.
I'll be mad with her for only starting your ass out at $6,000.
Okay. It's not even her. That's a look alike.
But it's the fantasy that you're giving the man. So when he has a doll.
Y'all is silly.
Come on, Ice Doll.
Look,
Ice.
That doll gonna do more than what she gonna do.
You're right.
Ice, come on now. When have we been civilized on this damn show?
I already know.
Okay.
Never. So for those of you that don't know, this is artist and entrepreneur, Ice Doll. Go ahead and tell everybody a little something about yourself.
Hey, well, of course, you know, I'm the one and only Ice Doll, baby. You can go look me up on all social media, all music platforms, catch me in these movies, you know what I'm saying? So I am a female rapper / singer, Southern Soul artist, and I am also an actress, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm also a black-owned nail shop, you know what I'm saying? So I do a little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying? Just look out for your girl, you know what I mean? Boom.
That's what I'm talking about. Entrepreneurship. She do it all. Well, look, let me not say that like that because I know some of y'all going to take that out of content.
Right, because like you said earlier, I don't do it all.
But if you want to purchase a doll at Kinky Closet, it starts at $6,000, and we can get it to do it all. So we got you. We don't have to split that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got to give her cut. You know, I got to have my
right.
Cut.
We also have Miss Sandy on, too. Sandy.
Hello, Miss Sandy.
Hey,
welcome
sis,
to
how are you?
Love. I am great. How are you?
I'm great. Awesome.
Welcome to the show. Get ready for this ride because look what happens after dark. Ooh, baby. Live, unfiltered, uncut, raw, you name it. Double Chocolate bringing it to you.
I'm ready, girl. Let's go. Let's get it.
Let's do it. So DJ Sean, the person that asked that question, what they got, they ready to file cash out?
Yeah. Well, no, they haven't said anything back yet.
Okay, because we're going to give out our cash app. And you gotta
more than likely, if they paid $6,000, they want to see the mold created and everything.
We ain't doing all that, baby. That's extra. now we talking money that's out of his league, because, baby, we're not doing all that. Mm-mm.
Y'all are cutting up already.
Hey, listen, baby, I've been in bed all day with Daddy, so I'm up now. I didn't get out of bed till 1-2 o'clock.
I'm just leaving Top Golf.
Oh, you went, so how is it?
It was all right. I got to learn. If you don't know how to do golf, don't waste your time.
Well, I could definitely hit the balls. I don't know where it go go, but
now y'all do know y'all can call each other and talk about that later. Let's get with this music.
Let's get it. We might have to make a song called Top Golf. You never know. But we go ahead and jump into it since DJ Sean is. A little bit, you know, but I'm going to let him have it. Ice Doll.
Yes.
One of my favorite songs by you and your girl was in the video. Hey, BBS. Tell us a little bit about that song, why it inspired it.
I just wanted to kind of do a song for us women, you know. it's the season. I mean, as y'all can see, you know, us women, we on top right now. So that's how a bad bitch came along, you know, just to kind of let them know it's our season. So that's really what it was.
So listen, ladies, if y'all make your own money, y'all do your own thing, this is your time. It's bad bitch season. So DJ Sean, send that shit for us. Song right there.
Girl, it's bad bitch season.
I like that.
All right. You found that on your call while you're headed to work?
Yes, ma'am. Look, I might put on my headset and play it at work. I like that beat. That's awesome.
DJ Sean, any words?
I mean, I've been a fan since when Ice first came on the show a year ago. So anything that she writes and puts out, I already know it's going to be something behind it. I mean, I don't think we ever asked you this question, and it just came to my mind listening to that song. When did you know that you was a MC, you know, or lyricist? How long in the game did you know, or did you know early, you know, when you was in school, high school and stuff like that, that you was this real to the game?
I didn't really know until later on in life. I never was like the child's dream that I was going to be, you know, a rapper. I always thought of being in the video or, the dancer, but never thought about being an MC. I became an MC like around 2010. I was dating somebody that was a rapper, and he needed a female on it. And I was like, well, write me a verse. I'll do it. And he wrote me a verse. And when we went to the studio, it was a female that was the engineer. And the female liked my voice. And so she was like, hey, she gave me a track. She was like, write something to this. And I ended up writing something to that. And then she ended up forming a group. And we became, it was four of us, four women in a group. And that's where it started. And they kind of helped me, you know, learn how to write and put words together to do a song. And that's really how I became an MC.
Wow, fascinating. I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that. Because we never... Wow, that's who's some of your favorite rappers out there, alive or dead or have passed?
I like it. Trina has always been somebody that I liked it as far as rapping. I like Lotto, you know. I ain't really that big on too many rappers though. I just ended up being a rapper. But Lotto, I listen to Megan Thee Stallion. I like her. I like Megan Thee Stallion, Lotto. Like I say, Trina. Trina always been. A lot of people think I sound like Trina. So we got like that kind of same swag, I guess you could say. As far as male, I can't really say it's a favorite rapper that I have in the male category. I listen to a little bit of, you know, the local and Boosie and stuff like that, but nothing major. To say I just really was inspired by a rapper.
If you could collab with somebody, who would you collab with?
Lotto.
Yeah. I could see y'all too. I could see y'all too in a video. That should be hot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What you have coming up in the next couple of weeks as far as shows?
This coming Friday, I'll be in Baton Rouge. And then from there, I don't have a show booked until April 5th. I'm in Houston. April 6th, I'm in Patterson. And then April 12th, I'm back in Baton Rouge. April 13th, I'm in Nashville. Then the weekend of the 26th, 27th, 28th, I got like three shows in Atlanta. So we got a good bit of stuff coming up.
And right quick before we get to the next song, if they want to book you, how can they book you?
They can get in touch with Miss Roz. Y'all can get in touch with her. Or you can, I also have a phone line that you can get in touch with me at 337-886-8399.
Yeah, please don't email her. Just call her.
Miss Pam, do you have any questions for Ice Dog? Ice Pam, what did you
When he asked you who would you collab with, I thought you would have probably said Trina.
That would, but the only thing the only reason why I would be like being on a song with her, it might sound like it's the same person.
Mm-hmm. It don't sound good because you.
I definitely really would if I had the opportunity. I would do one with her. I know she asked one. I know Lotto. I just love Lotto's style. But
Lotto.
Yeah, so Trina would definitely be one of the ones I would, you know, bring like that new school to the old school type, you know?
Yeah, y'all sound just alike, so I know it would be good.
Right. I remember listening to one song. You know, my children, they don't really know the Trina era. So one day I had the radio playing, and a Trina song came on, and my children was like, Mama, that's you? I was like, dang, I must really sound like Trina.
Yeah, that's what I said when I first heard you. You do sound like Trina. So we're going to get into this next song right quick, which is hot off the charts right now. This song is called Pretty. Now, we need a good explanation about this song right here. I make it sweet.
Well, with Pretty, I just wanted to, when I go in the certain places, I mean, a lot, I get a lot of compliments, you know, of course, for myself, but a lot of women are get intimidated, and it instantly makes them want to kind of be like, what's she doing? So I wanted to do a song that was for all women to let women know that no matter how you look, you're pretty in your own way, your own style. And that's why when I start the song, I say to all my beautiful ladies, like, you know what I'm saying, and let them know I'm not talking about myself. I am saying I'm pretty, pretty. But when you sing it, you will also be saying I'm pretty, pretty. So I really just wanted to come up with something that for when people hear it and they're singing it, they're saying I'm pretty. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like they say, when you manifest things, on things that come out your mouth. So you're manifesting, you know what I'm saying? Mm. You're saying I'm pretty. Like, and it's making all the little young people, the older people, like all genres of, you know, people say I'm pretty and feel that they are pretty. So that's where that song came from. So it's like a little woman's anthem.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, a woman's anthem. Well, DJ Sean, I know you're the only male in here right now, but send that for us.
Hey, all my beautiful ladies, I need y'all to rock with me on this one. Yeah, all the pretty girls, yeah, let me see ya, let me see ya, let me see ya. Ice doll, let's go, let's go.
I'm pretty, 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 pretty. What you know about pretty? They be watching me, but they don't want to smoke. I got a million of them on me and they want to know. If he ain't talking about no business, then they gotta go. P-R-E-T-T-Y. If you're pretty and you know it and you're looking fly. P-R-E-T-T-Y. If them hoes hating on you, tell them girl bye.
I'm pretty, 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 pretty. What you know about pretty? If you're pretty and you know it and you're looking fly. P-R-E-T-T-Y. If them hoes hating on you, tell them girl bye.
I'm pretty, 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 pretty. What you know about?
Question. Why do you think women hate on women so bad when we should be uplifting another woman, but instead we hate on, not we, but they were hate on a woman. Like me, if I see a pretty girl, I'm going to say, girl, you wearing that, or girl, you look good. I'm going to give that woman a compliment. But a lot of women won't. They'll sit there and hate on her, lie on her, you know, try and degrade her and talk about her. Well, why is that? If you pretty, you just pretty.
Okay.
If you got it going on, you just got it going on.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. That's I feel like that, too. I never understood that either. That's why a lot of my music, I like, even with Bad Bitch Season, like, I'm trying to get the women on my side, and it's a shame that we have to try to get the women on our side when the women should already be on our side. But it's like I'm catering my music to them to let them know, like, I'm with y'all. Like, don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing against the men, but we supposed to stick together, and it shouldn't matter what you look like because, I mean, really and truly, I mean, we didn't make ourselves look a certain way. You know what I'm saying? This is how we were born. You know,
yep.
It ain't right.
There you go.
We chose to look how we look. You know, everybody looks different for whatever purpose they look their way. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I feel like if everybody embraced their prettiness, then they wouldn't be intimidated by the other. But, I mean, we do have a lot of people that self-conscious, that they have low self-esteem, and it
there
just makes them feel better about themselves. To hate on another woman instead of embracing another
part. Have to tear them down to make to build themselves up.
Yeah, and also, I used to say, that I can't help it. We can't help it that our father was a handsome dude, and our mother was a beautiful woman. So when you put two and two together, you're creating four, which is going to give you a beautiful child. You can't help that. Mm-hmm. I mean, if someone was doing drugs, then maybe it'd be a different story. But that, you can't help the way you came out your mama's womb and who your mama choose to, you know what I mean? Who, you know, to be with. I mean, people are stupid.
Yeah,
but embrace who you are.
Because
I know some ugly women that done pulled some badass men.
Oh,
I
yeah.
know some ugly men that done pulled some badass
right.
women. And
right.
that's who you are. And when I say right. ugly, you know, for me, that might be somebody that's cute to ice. Because we don't have the same taste in men, you know. So
right.
just because I think you're ugly don't mean that the next person will think you're ugly. Because, you know, I'm
right.
ugly to somebody. I don't know who, but I'm ugly to somebody.
Right.
Yeah, though. And welcome to the show, Scrap.
Hey, sisters, how you doing? What's up, my
brother?
Hey,
brother.
Hey.
Hello,
I came in on this song. I'm loving it. And that question that you posed, Sandy, I'm in total agreement with you on that. But again, me personally, I feel that's a lack of self-confidence. And some people have
mm-hmm.
to feel... they have to tear others down to elevate themselves, and that's the only way they can bring themselves up. And as far as, you know, being an ugly person or whatever, I think your beauty is exemplified by how you carry yourself.
Exactly.
You know, and I've seen some people that are, hey, I know some people that thought I was an ugly kid. Hey, and to a certain extent, you'll let that get under your skin, but see, you have to be satisfied with self. You know what I'm saying? You have to be satisfied with self. In order to, you know, to, and you'll carry yourself a certain way because everybody ain't gonna find gonna see you different. I guess that's where that term beauty's in the eyes of the beholder.
Yeah,
that's
see, that's awesome. Yeah, because I've seen some pretty women and handsome men, but because their attitude was screwed up, it made them ugly.
Mm-hmm.
That part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
You got a lot. You got a lot of them in the damn genre. You can believe that shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
You gotta see people good. Especially with these young people, so many young people are committing suicide because of their looks or because of being bullied because they don't have what the next person have or they don't look like the next person. Be yourself. You know, I work at a school, and I tell my kids all the time, be yourself. You can't be Sandy because Sandy is already taken. You be yourself.
Right.
You create who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from home too. You got to validate your children.
Yeah,
you got to validate our children. You
and
know, I know.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, babe.
If it was a clean version to that song, I would love to play it for my kids.
It have a
that's an awesome song. That is awesome.
Yeah, it has a clean version. If whenever you go to download it, it has the exclusive and it has the clean version where it doesn't have the cursing in it.
Oh,
and
yes.
It also has the challenge to get them kids to do the pretty challenge. That'd be cute.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and you can send it to either me or Ice Doll, and she'll post it on her story.
So you on Love After Dark, so you're going to get the exclusive.
That's
awesome.
Right.
It's awesome.
So now, Ice Doll, you know, you've been in the game for a long time. Do you still have those ones that, you know, like, that, I'm going to say that, I'm not going to use the word hate. I'm going to use the word that don't understand your artistry. Do you still have the ones that hate you because they don't understand your artistry?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know, but I've learned to deal with that too. I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get up there and I'm going to do the best I can do when it's time for me to get on that stage. So some people will like it. Some people will love it. Some people won't like it. And that's okay. Like I was saying earlier when they asked about rap, I don't really listen to rap. I'm a rapper and I don't really listen to rap. So I like to listen to R&B. So, I mean, I choose what music I want to listen to. So therefore, you know, y'all have the same opportunity to listen to what you choose to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So all I can do is sit there and perform and do my best at what I came to do. And some of y'all are going to go download and listen to it and some won't. And it's okay. You know, it's not going to stop me. So, you know.
The only person that's going to sit you down is you. When your ankles stop working and your leg knees stop working and your hips stop working, then you know it's time to sit your ass down. So you don't want this on your body.
And see, a lot of people be intimidated by a look, but you really don't know what's going on in that person's life. Like for me, I may be a decent-looking chick where people will be like, oh, she's a pretty girl. She probably have anybody, when it's really hard to get in a relationship because the men are intimidated, too. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes being a pretty girl, it doesn't even, you know, go your way. So, I mean, you just never know what somebody's going through to be intimidated by anybody because of their look.
Yeah, the men probably ain't because you look good, because they're probably bad because they want to try on what you got on. That's probably why they ain't.
Well, you know,
hey, my fashion,
then you got some men that...
I dress how I dress because I know what look good on me.
A lot of them in the closet. Shit.
And nobody could dress like Ice Doll, baby. And I've been knowing her for a while. That girl can put some shit together. Look,
I know she can.
Many have tried, but they ain't had the body for it.
That girl built like three bigger than egg sandwiches.
Ow.
All right. So y'all heard it here. She's a... Well, let me ask her. Are you single, looking, dating?
I'm single. I have a potential, but I am single.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. She said single twice and a potential. That means a potential. That means a potential. Ain't got no damn chance. I caught on that shit.
So that sounds like a goddamn spades hand. I got three in the
pocket.
Picks up on it all.
Can't get nothing over on DJ Sean, damn it.
Well,
I'm
proceed with caution.
Yes, indeed.
So in other words, if y'all have a few thousands in your Cash App,
what?
And you're single, I said
what?
A few thousands in your Cash App. I ain't say nothing
okay.
about your bank account. I said your Cash App.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You can't be successful. You can't be a successful businessman. You gotta have money.
You gotta have money.
Oh, Lord. You do know that the rich don't do cash.
She promoted for her store right now.
Hey, look. It is her
deal.
Yes, she is. She promoted for the store. She promoted the kitchen corner.
That's why she said you're looking like for 6 G's.
That's starting price. Okay? That's starting price. 6 G's.
Oh wow.
Get it right. That's starting price. That's right.
Lord. Now she changed it to the starting price. I just got on her ass.
No, but that's what I said in the beginning. It starts at 6,000. Because I got to split with her. I'm not, you know, I can't be just getting the money for myself and not hooking up my girl, you know?
Well, hell, you might as well go ahead and roll too then.
It's a partnership. It's a partnership.
Bro. Might as well get 2 for 1.
Oh,
we're not doing 2 for 1. No, we don't do no special.
Nah. But I said, how do you feel? Hey, so how you feel about... How do you feel about the road that, you know, Southern Soul is taking now with, you know, some good artists that are starting to pop up. How you feel about the road for Southern Soul?
I mean, I think as long as they can do it, I mean, I'm not here to hate or stop anybody. I mean, it's a lot going on now, I feel like, in Southern Soul. Like, I think they're getting away from what Southern Soul really is.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just becoming it's just really music, like, really now. But, I mean, they classify it as Southern Soul, but it's like, now, what is Southern Soul? Because, I mean, really and truly, it's just R&B and hip-hop to me at this point. Right.
And what you just said, taken away, because the trail ride theme isn't that theme anymore. I mean, they got horses twerking, the ATVs are twerking,
right?
Grandma's twerking.
Exotico, Southern Soul,
yeah.
Right now.
It's just lost its foundation.
Yeah, Boosie is right. You see, Boosie is doing a song with King George right now.
Mm-hmm.
So even Boosie is trying to come over to Southern Soul now. So
okay,
it's definitely changing.
I had a conversation with King George, trying to get him. His schedule's like crazy. Been trying to get him on. He should be on probably next month. But I had him misjudge after I had a conversation with him. I had him misjudge. Yeah, but after having a conversation with him, I had a chance to really, you know, get picking him apart a little bit by the conversation, and I had to do misjudge. Yeah, I can say that.
Okay. Well, y'all, we have a couple of people listening. Big shout out to my school who's on there, my sister Kay, my girl Sharon that's listening in by way of Appaloosa, and my sister Tammy is trying to get on, but she says she's having a little trouble. The number is not letting her click on, so we're going to see what's going on with that. If y'all
text,
want me to shout y'all out.
Text the number and I'll call her.
All right. If y'all want me to shout y'all out, y'all have birthdays, y'all want me to shout out, y'all inbox me, my personal page, Roz Marie, and I'll go ahead and shout y'all out on the radio. But Ice Doll, I need you to repeat after me. You ready?
Yeah.
She's scared as hell. Say, hey, Anaris. Say, hey, Anaris.
Oh. Hey, Anaris. I seen that she was watching.
I know she cutting up. Look. She texts me now. Let's see what she's talking about.
Tell her hit one on her
Shout
keypad. Get her
Kelly.
Ass over. Tell her hit one on the keypad if she's on the line.
Oh,
yeah.
She's a little kid that's in love with Ice Doll. If
no,
you
we want to hear from the little kid. See how they really feel about her. Tell us live radio. Ooh.
But wait a minute. I said the wrong one. Go ahead and say it. Say it again, Ice. Hey, Anasia.
Hey,
Anasia.
Anasia.
They gonna get me.
Yeah.
They sisters, so sometimes I get their name mixed up. That's my school babies right there. That's my little nieces. Let me tell y'all, when I opened up Kinky Closet, them kids came in there and helped paint and clean up for me. So that's my little babies right there. So, Auntie love y'all.
Well, Auntie got y'all. Never mind. Another night.
School not gonna keep them off for the whole show because they know we a little, X-rated tonight. So, but they have to say hi to the auntie, Iso.
Yes, indeed.
They didn't hit one on their keypad, so I don't know which number it is. There's a lot of Louisiana numbers up here. Oh, there it is.
School, do you want to press one and come on?
There they go. It's open.
Hey, Iso.
Hey. Hold on a minute. Hold on one goddamn minute. Did you just get on here and just say, hey, Ice Doll, like this, not double chocolate?
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
y'all.
Hey,
what up,
dude? Where, right? Oh, hold up. DJ Sean didn't let me get in earlier when I started my show, but I was going to give it to y'all later on before we close,
Oh, Lord. You got the little babies purring and stuff. Oh, Lord.
That's that baby purr. We got to train them. We got to train them, baby.
Hey, boy, I tell you. Ooh-wee. Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor was right.
Don't do
Jesse James was right.
Where Jesse? Jesse, I'm back, baby.
Lord.
Let me see. Oh, they want me to do some shout-outs, y'all. Shout out to Kay's Catering and Jewelry. She do dress, retwist, sell clothes, shoes, jewelry, all that good stuff. Y'all, that's my sister. Y'all go check her out at Jackalot. And I will be sending my Cash App so you can send me my $50 for promoting your business. Yeah, thank you.
They got any specials going on? Any? If anybody calls and says a name, did that person get any 10% off or anything?
Matter of fact, if you do, I'll give you 10% off of lingerie in Kinky Closet. And if I need to mail it to you, I might give you 10% off that shipping because that's what it's going to cost. that shipping is a beast, man. So, yeah.
I know that lingerie. I know that lingerie. So, fellas, you might as well just go ahead to the boat store, get you some rope. That's what the lingerie gonna look like. Nah, just playing.
If you need rope, you can get it in the back of my store.
Damn!
Oh, Lord. Damn, what
bad rope. Black rope. The glowing dark rope is the best, though. Okay? So, yeah. If you need a rope, whips, chains, glasses, handcuffs, nipple clamps, all that. I got it. Holla at your girl and keep your coffee. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say, Smart? Look. because I have a little something to leave something to the imagination. I can show you how to get a man, keep a man, and satisfy that man. And y'all remember, the same thing you did to get him is the same thing you have to do to keep him throughout the year. But in the meantime, we're going to marinate on that. That's going to be our conversation for the end of the show. But I want to jump into this song. The girl said it lives. Oh, okay. We will jump into the next song, Imagination. I'm sorry, y'all, my phone going off. Imagination, which is also, you know, anything Ice make, I'm going to be one of her number one fans. You know, that's my girl. And I'm not just biased by her because, you know, she's my girl. If the music sucks, I'm not listening to it. I'm running to the bathroom or whatever. So, but her music, each song, she puts something into it that gives it that flavor. One of my favorite songs, when I first heard it, I knew this was going to be hot. It's called Imagination with Marcella the singer. Go ahead, Ice Doll, tell us a little bit about that and how y'all got to collab on it.
When I met Marcellus, we had talked about this was when he first got into Southern Soul, because he come from R&B, and we had talked about doing a collab. And one day he was out here in Lafayette area, and I was just going that I had plans on making music too. And whenever that particular track came on, I told him what I wanted to do, which was the hook, just my imagination, because that's kind of what I hear. When you're an artist and you hear tracks, you hear certain words in the track, and it makes you, you know, that's how you start your writing pattern. And so he started singing in the car to the track. And it made me be like, you want to jump on this song? So he was like, yeah. So, you know, at the time, I had never did no singing song. I just did straight rap. And he was like, you should sing on it. And I was like, no, you do the singing and I'm a rap. But he was like, no, I think you should sing. And that's just from me and him going in the car and me singing and, you know, us cutting up like that. So I was like, well, I'll try it. If it sounds good, then I'll roll with it. So the next morning we called Kim up and we was like, hey, look, I told her I'll do her nails and she record a session for me. And so that's what happened. I did her nails that morning. That night we went to the studio and we came up with Imagination, and it became one at this point. It's one of my biggest songs on side of I'm Pretty.
Let me before we play the song Double Chuck, I just gotta ask this. Who put the beat together for the song?
Tyree Neal and Big Josh out of Baton Rouge.
So we were getting in touch with the wrong person, Double Chocolate. We should have been getting in touch with them instead of Kim, with the guy with the Temptations. Because he wanted to do something with you and Marcellus.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And the video is nice. I was just watching the video.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it was wrong.
You seen your girl in that video?
Hi. Look, huh?
You seen your girl in the video?
Girl. It ain't crazy. Well, yeah, shoot, tell him get at us, because we definitely would love to do something with him, you know?
Yeah, I'll reach out to
him. We could do a little remix to the song. So, hey, tell him reach out.
I'll reach out to Nate this week. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. In the meantime, DJ Sean, spin that song.
I saw.
Marcella. So you playing with me right now?
Boy,
it was just my imagination running away with me.
It was just my imagination.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Look, I need a repeat on that one. I'm sorry. That's my song.
Ice Dog.
Marcella. So you playing with me right now?
Boy, bye.
It was just my imagination.
I think I re-released that because that's what's playing on the radio and stuff now. Mm-hmm. I think I'd go back and re-release that song.
That song actually is still doing numbers.
It's
like,
still?
Like, since this last 30 days, I had over 2,000 streams. So it's still doing
needs
numbers.
Need to push it.
I still post that one. I actually pushed that one pretty and Swing My Way right now.
Okay. That's good, though.
Now, that one, she has a little line dance for that one, too. So y'all that have y'all TikTok, y'all go ahead and learn the little dance, and y'all post the little challenge, and she'll post it on her story. So get y'all a little fame on, you know. So go and download that song as well. Matter of fact, Ice Doll, tell them where they can download your music.
You can get it on any music platform, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, any music platform, you can download it. Just type in Ice Doll, one word, and you can pull up any of my music.
Right quick, I would like to thank our listeners for my first day back in a while. Look, we got almost 50K. So Ice Doll, they're loving you. So, you know, next time you're on the show, we might have us a few hundred thousand, you know. So, hey, thanks to all my listeners that's listening on the phone, that's online listening. I really do appreciate you. And again, if y'all have birthdays or someone you want to shout them out, inbox me, and I'll go ahead and put you on the radio. And if y'all listening and y'all want to holler at Ice Doll, y'all have a question for anyone on the panel, especially the artist, y'all go ahead and dial and raise your hand, and we'll get you on air. So, Miss Sandy, what did you think about Imagination?
Girl, I don't see the video like 3 times.
Thank you.
I'm about to watch. I'm about to listen to Halfway now.
Okay, yeah, now
that's
come
with her and Roderick Anthony. Yeah,
girl, I'm on YouTube just playing all her songs.
Go ahead and make your playlist.
Subscribe and stay on there.
Yeah, that's what. Square Pine.
Damn, hey, man, I'm loving it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, you and old boy, y'all did a nice collab on that. It meshed so well. I really did like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, she caught me off guard with that one, with her singing. I was like, what the hell?
Multi-talented.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yep. Shit.
And nobody knew but me and him and Kim. Nobody knew until the song came out.
Y'all did a good job on that one. Yeah, you did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can pretty much, like, being in the game, you can pretty much know who's talented, who can really sing, and who don't need a computer to help them. Now, when I mean singing, not yelling while you singing and thinking people think that's a artist. That's somebody that's got a loud ass mouth.
Right.
Yeah. And I can name a whole lot of them, but I'm not going to name them tonight. I'll name them on the morning show on Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. I'll be back. I'm going to name them on the morning show. Yeah, I'm going to piss a lot of them off on the morning show.
Pissing them off early in the morning.
Damn right. I'm gonna have to go to work just so that their manager can tell them to take their asses home.
Hey, that's gonna be your moniker. Wake up to the bullshit with DJ Sean.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. And I like the way you said it. Go ahead and record that.
Yep. Damn right.
Shit.
That's it. Well, we don't give a damn about your feet.
So, who else is out there, Ice, that who else is out there that you want to collab with that only to both of you guys to benefit one another? Because everybody isn't for everybody. Hmm. Who's out there
that is definitely true.
Yeah, who's out there
that's fit
for you and your style?
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, anybody I do a collab with, I make it fit for me. I don't just jump on any collab. I do have a few collabs that I've done that in the last month or so that I've been doing, like with Rodney the Boss.
Miss Hollywood. I got one with Cicely Wilburn that'll be, you know, coming out.
Oh man, I know that one's gonna be with Cicely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that's gonna be a good song.
Yeah, so I'm making my rounds with features. Me and Jeter Jones got one that is actually my song. I have a lot. It's just we can't push it all at one time. Me and Uncle Daddy working on a song. So, you know.
Oh, Lord. You and Uncle Daddy.
Yeah, and Uncle Daddy. It's actually going to be Uncle Daddy featuring me.
What?
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I got a few things that I'm working on. So most of the people that I want to collab with, I'm actually probably already in the process of working with them.
Wow, that's awesome.
Of course, if I can get the chance to work with King George, I mean, that's going to be, you know, a blessing. King 803 is actually working on a rap album, and it's supposed to feature me, Bad Girl, and King George. So hopefully with that collab coming on that CD, I'll probably end up with a song with King George. So,
another thing, Ice, is I notice you, and there's a lot of them out here, don't put out 4 or 5 songs. I'm like, damn, we can't even get used to this one. They're like, right back next week with another one.
Right.
2 weeks later with another one. I know that you aren't quick to keep putting them out. You know what I mean? You put them out like you're supposed to put them out. Yeah,
right.
I try
to give them time because, I mean, like I say, even with Imagination, January 28th just made a year since we dropped Imagination. So it's been out a year. I just dropped Swing My Way in February. So in between that, I did drop Pretty, but Pretty and Imagination is kind of like, you know, two different genres.
Two different styles, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So I try to spread it out. Mm-hmm. And like I say, I got some, like, I believe in better and better. So,
right.
Of course, you know what I'm saying? Like, the stuff I got locked and loaded, like, y'all just be ready. Just keep watching.
Because
it's coming.
All right. So while we're on the subject, go ahead and tell us a little bit about the hot song that has already dropped with Cupid. So tell us a little bit about that one.
Actually, it is dropped. They can go get it on any platform as well. We're working on, you know, figuring out when we're going to do the video. But it is out, and it's kind of, if y'all remember that old school song, Shorty Swing My Way, back in the day, it was like a remake of that we did. So it's me featuring Cupid, and we switched it to Baby Swing My Way instead of Shorty Swing My Way. So it's, and we turned it into more of a Southern soul instead of a, you know, rap song. So, you know, that's my song that we just dropped that like about 3-4 weeks ago. So that one's one of the songs I am pushing, and it's actually one of the crowd pleasers, too. So.
All right. DJ Sean, Swing My Way, baby.
I saw.
Swing it over here,
And I can tell by the way you swing and the way you move them hips. Pull up on me, back it up, two shots of brown in my cup. You know what that means, I'm about to turn up, yeah. We can dance all day, baby, swing my way, yeah.
Talking and singing. Look, DJ Sean, spin that shit one more time.
Baby, swing my way,
baby, swing my way. right, all right, all right. Now, y'all must have heard me cutting up in the background because I muted the wrong phone. I smoke too much. But anyway, that song right there, that's, look, I want to hear it again. But that's one of course, one of my favorite songs by Izzel. Miss Sandy, what you think about that?
I love that song. I love it. I'm about tired, y'all. Y'all got me in here dancing and bopping and trying to learn how to do the move to it.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a good thing. That's a good thing.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. I like it. I really do like it, man. It's, hey, that's that big swing. That's hot. That's hot. So you got me on that one.
Okay, okay. Is there anything you would like to ask, Ms. Izzel?
Me, personally, yes, ma'am. I, you know, hey, you know me as the producer and everything. I like to get a hold of one of them acapellas and show you what the Dirty South Bad Boys, a remix, is truly capable of.
Okay, okay. And definitely, send me your email and I can send it to you.
Yes, ma'am, definitely. Roz, send that email to me when you get a chance so we can show it out, show this beautiful lady what we can do.
Better stay on her to get the email. Better stay
on her
to get the email.
Look, there she go with that for boogery.
you better stay on her. You better stay on her, lady. At least 3 times this week before it is sent it, because she'll forget.
I got you.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah, you hear it right, Scrap, don't believe it.
Uh-huh.
You better call her tomorrow. Let her know.
Yeah, definitely call me tomorrow.
I will. Unsmoked.
Well, I wouldn't say unsmoked, but less smoke, baby.
Less smoke. Damn.
That's good for my glaucoma. Y'all just don't understand. I be needing that, you know.
Hey,
if I don't smoke,
I got
I
you. Cataracts and everything.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My pinky toe be hurting, and I be like, I need that.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, that stimuli? Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Stimuli?
Stimuli. That's all right.
Oh, you boy, the lies that be said here on the radio, boy, I tell you, boy.
I know what y'all talking about. But, you know, let me go ahead and clean my nose right quick. All right, so go ahead and tell everybody where they can follow you at on social media.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram at IceDoll. Facebook is Naima IceDoll. TikTok, IceDoll the rapper. And then you have, of course, my music platform. Just type in IceDoll, and that's YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, you know, any title, any music platform. So type in IceDoll and you definitely will get her. So make sure y'all get at me, especially, you know, the people that, you know, go look up the Pretty Challenge. You can find that on my social media, but definitely TikTok. Go get it. The original sound is on TikTok where you can actually get the original sound and the original video. And also, and I did say, I changed my TikTok. It's actually IceDoll 1981. I forgot I changed it to IceDoll 1981. And in the video of Imagination, at the end of the video, we are doing the line dance for that song. So you also could do that. And we are looking for someone to put something together for Swing My Way. So if anybody out there, you know, you do a little 1-2, you know, do your little 1-2 on there.
All right, so the challenge is open for Swing My Way. And Ice, go ahead and tell them about voting for you for the 7T Awards and the other awards coming through, how they can vote for you.
On 7T, if it's still open, I don't know if it's still open, but if so, you can go to 7T.com and look up for Best Music Video. Imagination is up for an award. And also Southern Soul Artist of the Year. You can go look up IceDoll. And also on Yo ATL Raps, I'm also up on there as one of the artists. So you can also go vote for me on there. I do have any of those on my Facebook. It's hard, but you can't really post it on Instagram. Like, you can post the flyers, but you can't really post a link. But the links are on my Facebook page. So you can go on any of there. So if you're able to vote, go on there, hit the links, and vote for your girl as many times as they allow you to vote. I know Southern T is up to 3 times if they're still accepting votes. So, and that's 3 times a day.
Y'all got that 3 times a day. Y'all go ahead and hit that button for Ice Doll. Ice, where's your next show going to be? So anybody wants to see you perform, where's your next performance going to be?
I'll be in Baton Rouge next weekend. Be Friday. I'll be in Baton Rouge.
Okay. So we're going to post it on our page, y'all, and the flyer on the page so y'all can see exactly where in Baton Rouge.
Definitely.
Catch y'all at. I go ahead and tell them what I was going to say about your movies that you're going to be in. Do you know, have an idea when the movie's going to drop, or are we going to have to wait a little while to hear anything?
The Cleaners 2, they just did the premiere. So the Cleaners 2 should be out. I don't know if they have it on, because a lot of the producers now are starting their own little stuff where you can actually, you have to actually go purchase these movies. So I'm going to really start promoting it when it gets to Tubi, because I know a lot of people don't be wanting to pay for it. But, I mean, if you're willing to pay for it, I mean, that is also on my page. But there's the Cleaners 2. There's Gumbo Part 2. Of course, if y'all caught the Boosie movie, My Struggle, you could catch me in that movie. And then I have my own movie called The Black Marilyn Monroe that will be coming out hopefully by this summer. We start filming it next month. I also have a Christmas movie coming out a little closer to the Christmas time. So, I mean, if you just follow my pages, you'll definitely be able to find out when all this is released, where it's released at, and be able to keep up with shows, any new music, and any new movies.
Right, and if they need to book you for a show, what number can they call you at?
Of course, if so, y'all can also get at Double Chocolate or Ross Marie. You know, that's one of the ways. If you don't want, if you prefer, you know, social media, you can always inbox me on any of my social media pages. You can contact me, and I can get you the information, or you can call 337-886-8399. That is also a booking number. So, you know, just get at me some way, somehow. I will definitely get you in the right direction if you want to book.
And notice she said booking number. That don't mean harassing number. Okay?
Definitely so not.
If you need to book her, y'all can hit me up at Rosemarie on my personal page, or you could dial 337-258-2354. That is my business number, so if you harass me, I will put some voodoo on you. I'm not, you know, I ain't going to play with y'all like that. Huh, DJ Shaw?
That's right.
Look, he going to say that's right. I can't say this. But anyway, so what we going to do right now for the second half of the show, the next 30 minutes, we're going to have a topic, and the topic is, what makes a good man? So, Izal, you can either chill with us and join the fun and give your opinion, or if you have to go because you got to work in the morning, you could go ahead and drop the line, and I'll hit you up tomorrow. But in the meantime, DJ Sean and the All-Stars, y'all better be ready to chop it up with your girl. In the meantime, go ahead and sing us a little song, play us a little song right quick, DJ Sean, and we'll come back.
All right. Let's see what we can get right. Real quick. Yeah, that's something I just popped up.
Friends, Madame Marie's Candle Shop and Botanical Store is now open. Located in the back of Northgate Mall, Pine Street Entrance, 1800 Evangeline Thruway, Suite 613 in Lafayette. Black owned by Roz Marie, stop by Madame Marie's Candle Shop for sage, oils, lotions, and candles. Plus Yanni Steam, body contouring, foot detox, and spiritual guidance. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 until 6, and Saturdays 2 until 5. Stop by today. For more info, call 337-258-2354.
All right. That's a nice commercial I just played right there. So let me go ahead and get my girl Izol opinion right quick and let her get off the air. I want to thank you, Ice, for always coming on the show and coming on and showing out, you know. You know I love you. I love your music. And that great things coming for the new year. 2024 is going to be your year, you know.
Yes, yes. Thank you. And, of course, you know, anytime I got you, my girl. And I love y'all all. I love the whole Hilltop family. So y'all know I have no problem coming on here. So, you know. And what was the question again?
So the question of the night is, what makes a good man? What's a good man to you?
Well, a good man, in my opinion, is the old school man that we grew up with, our mamas and daddies and grandmas and grandpas, type of man. A man that, you know, take care of the home. A man that, you know, allows, you know, a woman to be a woman and them to be a man. I mean, I know it would be a little different because we are in 24 and women are, you know, a little more aggressive, a little more, you know, alpha females now, but I think that's what's messing up all the relationships. That's why so many people are single now. So many relationships are going down the drain because of that. But I definitely feel like a real man is the man back from the 1970s
and 1980s. So that's my opinion. Well, I agree with you on that. The men they used to have back in the day used to, you know, pay the bills. You know, they were sassy or bossy or whatever. They could have, you know, because they paid bills. A lot of these men today, mm-hmm. they're not holding up their end of the bargain. They want a woman to be submissive to them, but with the alpha female in the relationship, you know. And it's okay to be an alpha female and an alpha male, but don't try to say you're an alpha male and you're not taking care of business at home.
Right.
So, okay. All righty. Well, yes, that's my opinion. And, you know, thank y'all. But, of course, you know, I'm going to go ahead and I still got to take my bath. I got to get up for work in the morning. So it was a pleasure. Y'all keep rocking my music.
It was a pleasure.
I'm just going to keep on sending y'all. Yes, definitely. It was nice meeting you.
Nice talking
and,
to you.
And, yes, same to you. And what part of Alabama are you in?
Birmingham.
Okay. All right. I'm going to definitely let you know when I'm in that area. Definitely.
Thank
if you,
you
know anybody that need artists or, you know, anybody, you know, looking for people for movies or anything, I'll let you, girl.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye, everyone.
All right. That's Lights Out for Izol.
Yeah.
Oh, mighty
quiet.
Oh.
Yes, indeed.
All right. So we're going to keep this topic going. Miss Sandy, what makes a good man? Or what's a good man to you?
Well, a good man to me is when I find one, I'll let you know.
All right. Well, that's an honest answer.
Yeah, I've been single for a couple of years. But the type of man I'm looking for is an honest man, someone that's going to take care of business, someone that likes to spend time with you and not only just time when it's time for sex, someone that likes to travel. I like to do a lot. I don't want no one just to depend on me. No. Somebody that's going to bring something to the table and match what I have or bring more than what I have. And that's it.
All right.
I don't want that much, you know, just a little.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Who was that singing?
Right.
Just a little bit.
Where double chocolate go?
Well, look, I'm gonna say this, Miss Double Chocolate. I know normally you ask this question to the females, but from a male perspective, and me being growing up in the generation of raised by my grandparents, and I recognize what a good man is, and therefore I try to pattern myself after my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that he was, you know, I was a high school dad before a high school grad, and my grandfather told me, he say, a man takes care of his own and his responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And that has followed me. I have five kids and six grandchildren, and I've always taken care. My outside child, when he was born, I brought him with me.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, I feel I ain't going to toot my own horn and say I'm a good man. I feel I'm a good man. But I think by patterning myself after my grandfather, you know, I think if that ain't good enough for the woman I meet, which I know my wife, we've been together 24 years, and no complaints.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm going to do the opposite of what Sandy said. If you find me a good woman, let me know. Yeah.
My first one wasn't a good one. Now, I'm going to tell you, the first one wasn't a good one. But this second one here, God bless me.
Now, because this is, I'm saying it like this. The next relationship I'm going to be in is going to be it. Final. Ain't no, if you ain't trying to take the walk down a yellow brick road and we trying to find the end of it together, then I'm going to drop you off and come back and pick you up. No, the hell you not. You leave my ass with Toto. We both going to be sitting with Toto. Yeah.
I think that's where I am. I want it to be life. I'm 56, so I don't have time to be running in and out of it with relationships. No, I don't have time for that. I want someone that's going to love me, treat me like a queen, and I'm definitely going to treat him like a king.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, hell, I'm behind you. I'll be 54 this year. Shit, I ain't trying to be.
Ooh, you old.
Damn right.
Ooh. Oh.
Wow.
Hell, yeah.
Ain't no such monkey as old.
What'd you say?
Ain't no such monkey as being old. I'm 56, and I don't consider that as old.
Look, I'm
I call myself seasoned.
Yeah, we seasoned. We wise owls. We wise old owls, but we seasoned, though.
Yeah.
Seasoned for a reason.
It's a difference when you 56 and look 56. I'm 56, and I don't think I look 56.
Nah,
nor
do
I act 56. I'm just glad for God's grace.
Yeah,
so I'm just waiting on that man to come and scoop me up now.
And scoop me up,
yes. Come on
double
now.
Double chocolate 50, she only look like she 50.
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I know she don't.
She don't look like she 50. Look like she's a little younger. Hey, can I see your ID?
I be teasing when they ask for my ID. I'm like, girl, please, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was younger, I used to get mad. Now, I'd be happy to show that ID. Here you go. Mm-hmm. But for me, a good man is when he sent me some money from his cash app.
Hey, double talk. You know it's days for people like that, right?
I'm a man.
Oh, wow.
I bet you my bills paid, though.
That thing is wild.
My bill says, though, as long as you're professional at it, it's all good. You're going to sell it anyway, whether you're doing it on the streets or you're doing it in your house, because nothing in life is free. So you might as well get your money out of it. Nah, but a good man for me is a provider, a man that puts me first. Well, let me take that back. Put himself first, meaning taking care of business and then making sure I'm okay. Because, you know, you have to take care of yourself so you go to work so you pay our bills.
But you got a lot of men that women praise, that women put on pedestals. They work all day, and these niggas are home playing Xbox. They ain't cleaned the house, ain't cooked, ain't done nothing. What complain?
But I put that on her, because you allowing that to happen. Because there's no man that I'm gonna be with while I get my ass up and go to work every day. He's sitting home doing nothing. So. If you want better, you do better. If you're allowing these men to come and play games all day in your house, using your car to go pick up other women, that's on you. Now, I can see if you didn't know he was a deadbeat or whatever the case is, but
no,
after you realize what type of man that is, it's, hey, move on. Stop bringing the men in your house.
No, they can be. They can be with the next one, so the next woman don't get him. That's why he in there.
I don't understand how women fight for roaches. I don't get it. He's sitting out at this one girl house playing video games while both of these women going out, going to work, and fighting for the old.
And then probably already fought each other 3 or 4 times over the dude.
Oh,
spending the night in jail.
Yeah, and still going back and forth to him. You know, they taking him in. Oh, he with me. He loves me more. God, y'all don't get y'all. I'm either eating or speaking right. Cause who, baby? Couldn't be me. They're not. Not be me.
I recommend people out there that's listening to go and try to. I just got the book Crown, and the author is Miss Sandy Green that we have on here. And it's a very interesting book. Very interesting book, you guys. And I recommend y'all go cop the book. I got it, and I started reading it. Yeah, so it's a good book so far. Thus far.
Sandy, tell us about the book. My book is about my alopecia journey. I'm completely bald from alopecia, and I talk about the journey, how hard it was, the processes that I had to go through, the different medications that I was taking, the losses that I had during alopecia with, like, my mom, my husband, and my son. They all passed within 3 years, so I was neglecting myself, grieving, trying to get over their deaths. And, you know, it just talks about alopecia and how serious it is. Some people think it's nothing really. You know, it's not a big issue, but it is when you have it. When I first found that I had it, I had tingling in the top of my head. Then from the tingling, it started with my head being real, real sore. Then it started with bald spots until I just got completely bald. But it talks about all of that.
Yeah. Good book.
Thank you.
So y'all go and make sure y'all top that book, and you can get it on Amazon.
You can get it on Amazon, Books a Million, Walmart, Barnes and Noble, and Spotify.
But reach out to Sandy and take that middle person out of the game so she can get 100% of the proceeds.
Yes, take all of them out and contact me.
Yeah.
My Cash App is... You know, I'm
just yes, my Cash App. Yeah.
Go ahead and give them your social media, Miss Sandy.
My social media is Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-Y, Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. And my alopecia page is Don't Stare, Just Ask, hashtag alopecia. And that's it.
All right. So make sure y'all support. Y'all go get that book. I'm going to have to go and get it because I have a mild case of alopecia, too. Like,
really?
But mine is the side of my temple. I lose my hair there. It grows, and then, like, it grows. It falls out. It grows.
It play games.
Ball. It get on my nerves. Now
games.
I have a short hairstyle. You know, I cut my dreads off. Even when I had dreads, those dreads, they'd be long. I had dreads. The longest my dreads ever been was maybe about 3 inches underneath my butt. And when the dreads would fall out on that side, it like you said, I'd have that little tingle. I could feel it, like actually pulling from the roots coming out, and the whole dread would just come out. So I would lose all my hair there. So I would shave it. Like right now, it's really, really thin. I got a short hairstyle. So, and you could tell it's thinning. Like people think maybe because I might have worn wigs or whatever. But yeah, I do have a mild case of alopecia. When I was younger, I think it was worse. Like it would really be ball. But I've noticed too, and correct me if I'm wrong, with alopecia, sometimes you'll lose your hair when you're stressed. Like it'll fall out faster. Uh-huh.
It fall out faster when you stress. So like for me, now my eyebrows is falling out. My hair, my arms, my legs, it affects different people different ways. But stress would really make it go faster.
Yeah.
But I have embraced it over the last 2 years, with finished shaving the little hair that I had. So I'm bald all the time. I don't wear wigs. I wear wigs during a fashion show if it's required. But after then, it takes it off. But, no, I don't wear wigs. I don't try to cover it up. I'm bald, and you have to accept me who I am.
That part.
Mm-hmm. And also, if I could say, double talk with that, Sandy just did she was in a movie, and the lady allowed her to play herself, alopecia.
Mm-hmm.
With alopecia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just waiting on the movie to come out. Yeah, I model for alopecia. I'm a spokesperson for alopecia. I'm having my third alopecia walk August the 3rd in Alabama.
Okay.
I have a question.
Sure. Go ahead, honey.
So, in thinking about a song for you, me and my colleague, Money Mike, of course, we're rappers.
Right.
And I'm not going to lie, I have absolutely no singing ability within me. But we wrote something that we're working on, but we found a friend of ours. We're going to reach out to her and give her a try. And see, and so I just want you to know we are on it, and you'll be hearing something shortly. Like I said, I didn't know if you care for rap or a little rap,
you
little R&B.
You can do the rap song. Yeah, you can do the rap.
Okay, well, I can truly say it's in the works because we've sort of ironed the hook out a little bit, and I just want to make sure, it's going to be one of those that hits you across the chest like BMI.
But make sure you use my name in it, Miss Baldy.
No problem. We would definitely make sure we do that.
Yeah, please do a rap. I want y'all to do what y'all do. And I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Because alopecia is real. I'm telling you. Alopecia is, in the United States, it's like 7.8 million people that suffer from alopecia. Not only women, men, boys, girls, even a dog can have alopecia.
Right. That's what's up.
Well, I am looking forward to it, and
I am too. Thank you, brother.
Hey, I got you, sis. You can believe that.
Oh, I feel so special. That's what family is for. Thank you.
That's right. That's right.
All right, all right, all right. Well, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you on social media, or if they need any of your services, how to get in contact with you.
Well, you can catch me at Scrap Iron for God on Instagram, Carl Sanders on Facebook, or you can reach out to me at the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All-Star. We can tune in live and get that question in.
All right. It's DJ Sean.
Google.
right.
And say it's Google.
Y'all. Yeah, he said Google. If y'all need to reach me for any spiritual advice, y'all hit me up at my Madame Marie's Candle Shop. You need your body contoured, your coochie snap back right with the yoni steam, foot detox. You need to kick off your weight loss. You need some lingerie. You need a wedding dress. You need some toys. And I have toys for men, women, you name it, I got it. I have lingerie for all of your needs. If you like that wet look, I got the wet look. If you like the leather look, I got the, listen, I got it. If you want to do your own personal calendar, I could do your photo shoot and get your calendar out that you can either sell or give to your man. Either way, I got you. Hit me up at Kiki Closet. Make sure you tune in to the hottest show that is back, that is called Love After Dark. With Double Chocolate on Sunday night. Next week, I will have Mr. Laid Back on. And this is some music y'all don't want to miss. He's a nice-looking gentleman, and he can sing. You hear me? And if you want to hit me up on my social media, Roz Marie at TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Queen Roz Marie on, what's that thing, Snapchat, that's it. If you need me to do your TikTok, hit me up at Roz Marie. I'm a little behind on it, but I'll get to you. And I won't charge you on your Cash App for the TikTok video. Just give me a cut whenever it go viral. But I want to thank everybody for welcoming me back. I am so excited. For this journey, soon we will be going live where y'all can actually see all this chocolate. You get to see all the beautiful and handsome all-stars and my favorite DJ, DJ Sean. Y'all get to see all of our beautiful faces. So that'll be coming soon. So get on any of our platforms and look out for the flyers. DJ Sean, who we got coming on this week on the Hilltop Radio Show?
Monday night, tomorrow night on the Hilltop Radio Show, we got a doubleheader. We got Red Top and Janelle with Peter Ossing from Death Row Records. Tuesday night, a special Hilltop night. Tuesday night, we got the icon. The one and only John B. will be in the mother house with us.
Yeah.
And to throw some names out there for everybody that we're working on here on the Hilltop Radio Show, Keisha Cole and Trina and Adina Howard. We're working on those three.
Come
to
on
get
now.
Them on for the month of April. We ain't playing over here. And then to end the week, Thursday night right here on the Hilltop Radio Show, one of the hottest female R&B, soul R&B artists from out of Philadelphia, Toy Taha, will be bringing her new song. And also, Tamika and Latasha Scott, their father, Pastor Randolph Scott, will be in the house talking about him and his brothers called the Sky 3 and their two hit songs back in 1968. Where,
wow.
You know, Tina Marie used the beat to, I can't think of one of the songs for Deja Vu. And we're going to be playing that and and comparing the difference of the songs and everything as well. So he will be in the house talking about being a bodyguard for all the celebrities that came to Atlanta, from Gucci Mane all the way to Vanessa Williams. He has a whole list of people. He's also he teaches the Sheriff's Department Mortal Kombat. You know, he's also a karate instructor and a black belt.
Wow.
All right.
And he's got two daughters that sing better than Tamika and Latasha right now, and they're young.
Wow.
So he'll be on with us. And he also was one of the first black sheriffs in the state of Georgia as well, too. So we're talking about that as well, his journey. Yeah.
All right.
Looking forward to that.
Papa Scott.
Wait. All right, do we have any Hilltop news we need to get out?
Yeah, to be or not to be is not the question.
Sapphire, you have any Hilltop news or anything going on?
No news right now, but I live by the five words of wisdom. It is what it is. And if they don't like that definition of those five words of wisdom, the other one says VFU. Oh, yeah.
Right against the wall, handcuffs on, and crazy glue on his lips.
Love Pray y'all, crazy. Man. I love y'all.
Miss Sandy, one more time, the name of your book and where they can get it at.
The name of my book is called Crowned, and you can get it off of Spotify.
All right, and if you want it personal, a little autograph maybe, hit her inbox. And, you know, you can send the money directly to her and she's the middleman.
I want to say something else too real quick.
Uh-huh.
Mental health is running rapid around here, so don't make excuses for having mental health and allow it to put you in situations that's going to disrupt your growth, if anybody understands what I mean by that.
Yeah.
Don't when somebody is teaching you knowledge or something like that, or trying to explain to you something, listen to what they're saying. Don't listen to talk. Read before you talk, and have less of a rabbit mouth. That's all I got to say.
Yes, indeed, my friend.
All right, and until next week, excuse me, I'm smoking. Until next week, good night, and it's Lights Out with Double Chocolate on Love After Dark. Good night, y'all. And listen, thank you, DJ Sean, for giving me this platform. I know we clown a lot, y'all, but That's my brother from another mother. I love him. I love him to life. You hear me? And thank you, All Stars and Sandy Scrap Iron, for being on with me tonight. I really appreciate y'all taking time out of y'all busy schedule to kick it with your girl.
Well, they good because these Negroes are good because they on your time.
My Cash App is.
I know, right? I'm not there.
I had to hit her with it.
But you know, though, I call. You know, I just want to say this before we go. I call and let these people know, honestly, out of the blue. I appreciate Scrap. No, I just call these cats out of the blue. I call Double Chocolate out of the blue. Until she sees the phone number, and then five hours later, she called me back. But I just let them know that I always appreciate everything that they do and what they bring to the show, because it's not my show, it's our show. We're doing this together. We building this together, and what they bring, I'm a part of, and what I bring, they're a part of, and we're doing this together as a team. So when you have people that appreciate, you know, just a call, you know, how you doing, how's everything, and you and me, I can call and vent to Scrap and Mike, and they understand. You need the type of brothers and sisters that are going to let you know when you're wrong.
Right.
Just not because of the friendship, but just because you're wrong. We talk things out. That's how a family grows together, to stay mm-hmm. together.
Right.
And build trust.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Because that's important.
Exactly. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I've been there and done that. I've been in this industry since 84. You know what I mean? Everybody knows I don't take recognition for everything. I give it up. People call me all the time. Man, we want to do an interview. Well, how about you do? How about I get you on the phone with this artist? Do them. They need it. I don't need it. And that's called giving back and not being selfish.
Yes, indeed, my brother.
Mm-hmm. I tell him, it's your show. You do your show the way you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? This ain't Fox Network or NBC. You know what I'm saying? You do how you think your show is going to do it. And them numbers, that's all that matters is the numbers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, Sandy's show starts March the 18th. She's got a show. So, you know, it's just love. Yeah, it's just the love. Mike and Scrap got a show coming up next month.
I'm coming to harass them for real.
Somebody helped me, so why not return the favor? We're positive people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that understand what you're doing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, y'all know the story. I called hell. When I brought Double Chocolate to the team, I called holy hell. Boy, them women were mad with my yellow ass, boy.
And I didn't do nothing.
Ain't like me, Sandy. They were, boy, why are you bringing her on? I don't trust
her.
Yeah. I don't trust her.
They wanted you all to themselves, Sean. That's what it was. They wanted you all to themselves.
They didn't trust me for what? What did I do?
She going to come in and disrupt
everything. You were just
being too stupid. Now, see, what it was, the other radio hosts that were on the show, Scrap and Sandy, and the callers, all the attention shifted to Double Chocolate. Real talk. that's just because of her being on the show and then people going and looking, you know, signifying.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I say, Double Chocolate is not a bad looking female. She's a pretty young lady.
Yes, indeed.
And a lot of people don't understand. Just like Sandy, I'm doing her flyer for her show. She sent me a picture. Boy, that's a badass picture. I said, mm-hmm. God damn, There's some beautiful women out there, and why not give you guys the spotlight that you deserve?
Right.
But when you have people going looking and seeing it for themselves, guess what? and to a man's eyes, if this one looks better than this one, they're gonna start shifting from this one to that one. That's how reality is. That's just how America's built. That's just how men are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But me, I had to, you know, make sure that, okay, this one was feeling good. I had to make sure this one's feeling good, flirt with this one and flirt with that one, and keep all, you know, give this one 5% and give this one 5%. So, okay, I'm giving out 15 and the other percentage on double chocolate. I can't help it.
But yes, I spoke indeed. To everyone on the show. I validated everyone on the show. If mm-hmm. I talked to a female, I told them they were pretty. If I was their friends on Facebook, I commented on all their status. You know, so I don't know why it was such a big hate. I mean, I'm used to it. I don't care.
And even when they would call me Scrab and Sandy, check this out. They will even call me to vent. And then I'll be like, you know what? Let me introduce you to Raz. Because mm-hmm. Raz can really help you better than in some of the, you know, some of the conversations that I was having with them. That's love.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I get Raz on the phone. Raz, okay, you know, take my number down. But then they started using Raz.
Haters go hate, balls go hate.
Karma is up. So for every person I've helped, I've always accomplished something over there.
Mm-hmm.
I just like, if I loan you $10, I'm going to get 20, 30, 40, 50. I'm going to get that money back. God, don't play about me. Don't let my, I'm not going to say religion. Don't let my spirituality fool you. That's what I'm going to tell you. Because not everybody pray the same.
That's right.
Okay.
I've opened up my door for so many people just to give them something to do in their life and make them, you know, some of the ones had self-esteem so low, you probably could have taken a pump to blow their self-esteem up. I took some that were that low and made them into radio people. Radio hosts, gave them something to do. They have something to do at least 3 or 2 nights a week. And they were the ones that OJ's backstabbers.
Mm.
Thieves in the night.
In your face.
That's it.
Take your place.
That song is real as it comes.
Ooh, y'all, I just got through singing. Hey, I need a contract now.
All right.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to tell you like I tell Double Chocolate. Just stick to teaching and write books. leave that singing for the professionals, okay?
Ooh,
for the professionals.
Get me a Grammy.
Damn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I really enjoy y'all. I just thank you guys again for including me on the Hilltop Radio Show and All Stars. And it just feels so good to be welcomed and to feel loved. That's awesome.
Yes, indeed.
We're happy to have you, sis.
You're going to get nothing but love. We got nothing but love for people. And that's the thing. We got nothing but love. Oh, there you got Double Chocolate. Show over. Everybody have a good night.
Oh. That's how you got it right. Hey. Get a hit.
Okay. Hey, Sean. Did you get a chance to check your email that I sent you?
Earlier. Or,
about us? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw it, but I didn't get a chance to listen to it, big brother.
Gotcha. No problem.
Well, tomorrow though, man. But you know, the thing is, just you know, just let people know how much you appreciate them. Just
yes, sir.
Call a person and let them know, hey, you know, I think about you, just checking on you. How's everything going? You know, like, I mean, me and Double Chocolate, our vibe is so authentic. I can call her and know when something's bothered with her just by the way her voice sounds.
Hey.
Right.
Before we, she be getting in a conversation like, whoa, wait a minute, what's wrong?
Hey, I agree wholeheartedly with you, brother. I call my brother up. And I already know what I'm going to say. I call him and say, hey, I called you to let you know I love you. Ain't a damn thing you can do about it. And I hang up in his face.
That's right.
Did you call back and try to talk to me? I say, I told you ain't a damn thing you can do about it. So I hang up again.
I call then Mike.
He checked me.
go ahead, Scrat.
He texts me again. He say, if you don't answer this damn phone when I call you, I'm a dry
house. I called Mike. I said, listen, man. I've been calling that goddamn Scrap. I said, he called me back for. I said, I ain't calling him like he my damn woman now. Damn it! I said, call his ass and let him know I've been calling. And Mike went on and texted him. And Scrap called the phone. I said, man, you got me up here calling you like you my woman and shit.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Yes, indeed.
Taste the flavor of that rainbow. Good lord.
Yeah. Bruh. Shit. Oh, God.
You see that bag of Skittles?
Yes, sir.
Y'all go find it on my Facebook too. My husband said I was just getting ready for a brick dad's battle.
I'm finna go there real quick. Okay, ooh, Sean, I understand why that phone started to get better reception.
Yeah, hell yeah. I told you. Hey Sandy, real quick, check this out, right? When Double Chocolate started, when I gave her her show, right, Double Chocolate used to come on the show. And she used to have her, she used to do her show in a garage, right? And we already know, you know, by some of the pictures that she would put in the group chat that, you know, she had her nipples pierced. So she would have the phone up by her face and everything. It'd be so staticky, we couldn't even hear it. So one particular night, she said the phone was on her chest and the reception was so clear and everything.
Bruh.
As soon as she moved, it got all messed up, right? I said, if you don't take that phone, put it on speaker and put it on your chest. As soon as she put the phone on her chest, we could hear everything she said, right? And she took this picture like she was ready to cry.
Oh,
for real?
Yeah, I could not find that damn picture to save my soul because I was going to repost that picture. She was like, boy, she was so sad that day. She was that day, she seemed like she was ready to cry.
Don't let them
tune in.
she had 10G working. She busted out 10G. We were already on 4G.
Okay.
She had 5G each nipple ring.
Bruh.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Let me get myself off of here, family. I love y'all. I got to get on this work. I got to do since I finally got this little girl to go to sleep. So.
All right.
Have a good night, brother.
All right. See y'all later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Go ahead and take us out, DJ Sean.
All right.
Ice dog.
Marcella. So you playing with me right now?
Boy, bye.
It was just my imagination. Away with me, oh, That's when I found out that it was just my imagination.